Josh, there was some resolution here tonight. You worked a couple of meetings with the county and obviously some state people, and your attorney was on board with all those meetings. Tell us about the resolution that the school district and the county came up with.
Yeah, Steve, so in January, we recognized the error that had been made along with the county from our building fund. From 2019 through 2023, we had been over-levying the allowable 10 mills. And so as part of the initial plan to repay our taxpayers, we went through some challenges working alongside the county, and over the last 2 weeks we've met and had some great amicable discussions, and today we presented a refund plan to the school board that was approved, and that's going to refund property taxpayers of the school district for the overlevy of the building fund from 2019 through 2023. The total dollar amount that will be refunded is $625,000, again, over those 4 years. And again, it's the intent of the school district to make right with the error that occurred and to move forward.
And then the checks will be issued by the county to the respective taxpayer.
Yep, correct. And so one of the challenges we had, we initially were going to decrease our building fund levy over the next 2 years. We recognized that was not going to actually put those dollars back into the property owner's hands if they had transferred property, sold property in the last 4 years. And so the county will be writing checks. A cover letter will be accompanying those checks, explaining why our taxpayers are receiving those funds. And again, property tax payers will receive those even if that property has transferred or changed hands in the last 4 years.
Now, the attorney, Rachel Bruner, told the school board today that you're under no legal obligation to do any of this, to return any funding, but you guys have agreed to do the 4 years.
Absolutely. So the board, going back to January, Steve, committed to making this right and felt at that time that what was right was to refund or to repay the dollars back to our taxpayers. And again, we went through a little bit of challenge here in the last number of months trying to figure out what that resolution would be like, working through the county. But the school board again here today made the decision that it was important to fix the error. By doing so would be to refund the taxpayer going back those 4 years, which the county agreed to. And so we worked closely with them and came up with this solution to be able to put the money back, resolving the errors from 19 through 23.
And then how soon will the checks go out? Any estimated the time frame from the county on that?
Yeah, the county has stated that they're going to make this a priority, and so they have other matters too that they have to work through, and so they're going to go all hands on deck with this, and I would anticipate it'll take several weeks in order for this to be able to be processed and for those checks to be mailed out with the cover letter to the taxpayers.
And you had talked to me earlier about this and some other members of the media as well, and that was there's some people out there in the community that don't want this refund back. They want it actually to remain in the school district, and your attorney had an answer to that too.
Yeah, so I think everybody knows that we have some challenges right now with the school facilities, and these funds are important. That was part of the reason why we, as a school district, were levying above the 10, was to be able to address the needed issues in our school district. So if an individual is wishing to not take the refund, the best course of action with that is to actually cash the check, and then any taxpayer would be able to then write a check to the school district in that dollar amount and make a donation to the school district's building fund. We don't want individuals to not cash a check. That will be turned over to the state as unclaimed property or unclaimed funds.
Josh Johnson, superintendent of the Valley City Public School District, on this issue concerning the school district building fund tax levy that has been resolved.